The pod closed and the surface turned black. It didn't look solid, more like a fissure which had opened into space. He stared at it for a long time. You just can't say no to Ione. She slipped her arm through his and steered him out of the clone moon center into the corridor outside. How's the Lady Macbeth coming along?
Not so bad. The Confederation Astronautics Board inspectors have cleared our systems integration. We're starting to reassemble the hull now. It should be finished in another 3 days. One final inspection for the spaceworthiness certificate, and we're away. I've got a contract with Roland Frampton to collect some cargo from Rosenheim.
That's good news. So I've got you to myself for another 4 nights.
He pulled her a bit closer.
Yes, if you can fit me in between engagements.
Oh, I think I might manage to grant you a couple of hours. I've got a charity dinner tonight, but I'll be finished before 11.
Promise.
Great. You've done beautifully, Ione.
Really, you just blew them away. They love you out there.
And nobody's packed up and left yet, none of the major companies nor the plutocrats. That's my real success.
It was that speech you made. Jesus, if there was elections tomorrow, you'd be president.
They reached the tube carriage waiting in the little station. Two sergeants stood aside as the door opened. Joshua looked at them, then looked into the 10-seater carriage.
"Can they wait out here?" he asked innocently.
"Why?"
He leered.
She clung to him tightly afterwards, trembling slightly, their bodies hot and sweaty. He was sitting right on the edge of one of the seats, with her as the clinging vine, legs bent up behind his back. The carriage's air-conditioning fans made a loud whirring sound as they recycled the unusually humid air.
"Joshua?"
"Uh-huh."
He kissed her neck, hands stroking her buttocks.
"I can't protect you once you leave."
"I know. Don't do anything stupid. Don't try to beat anything your father did."
His nose nuzzled the base of her chin.
"I won't. I'm no death-wisher."
"Joshua?"
"What?"
She pulled her head back and looked straight into his eyes, trying to make him believe.
"Trust your instincts."
"Hey, I do. Please, Joshua. Not just about objects, people too. Be careful of people."
"Yes."
"Promise me."
"I promise."
He rose up, with Ione still wrapped around his torso. She could feel him getting hard again.
"See those hand hoops?" he asked.
She glanced up.
"Yes."
"Catch hold, and don't let go." She reached up with both hands and gripped a pair of the steel loops on the ceiling. Joshua let go of her, and she yelped. Her toes didn't quite reach the floor. He stood in front of her, grinning, and gave her a small shove, starting her swinging.
"Joshua!"
Ione forked her legs at the top of the arc. He moved forward, laughing. Eric Thackrar floated into Bay MBO-330's control center, towing his bag. He stopped himself with an expert nudge against a grab loop. There was an unusually large number of people grouped round the observation bubble. He recognized all of them, engineers who had worked on the Lady Macbeth's refit. All of them had been working long shifts together for the last couple of weeks. Eric didn't mind the work. It meant he had won his place on the Lady Macbeth's crew. A stiff back and perpetual tiredness was a price worth paying for that. And in another 2 hours he would be on his way. The buzz of voices faded away as people became aware of him. A vacant slot around the observation bubble materialized. He steadied himself and looked out. The cradle had telescoped up out of the bay, taking the Lady Macbeth with it. As he watched, the starship's thermodump panels unfolded from their recesses in the lustreless grey hull. Cradle umbilical couplings withdrew from the rear quarter.
"You are cleared for disconnection,"
the bay supervisor datavised. "Bon voyage, Joshua. Take care." Orange candle flames ignited around the Lady Macbeth's equator, and the chemical verniers lifted her clear of the cradle with a dexterity only a master pilot could ever achieve. The engineer team whooped and cheered.
"Eric?"
He looked round at the supervisor.
"Joshua says to say sorry.
but the Lord of Ruin thinks you're an arsehole.